John, as he writes this letter, you see, has got one thing in mind, the truth of Jesus. And so, in fact, he sums up the commandment in two things. Now, the commandment is, we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. That's the commandment. It's pretty simple. Believe in Jesus and love each other. That's all you got to do. And if you're doing those things, then you will be moved to talk to your neighbor about Jesus. You will be moved to, you know, it'll happen. Now he goes on to describe, if we do those two things, right? Really believe in Jesus. You are the Son of God. You are reigning in heaven. You hear me right now because you are filled with divinity. And I believe in you. Your name, Son of God. And then love one another just as he commanded us. He didn't give us a whole big, you know, like I have forgotten. Something like 6,000 canons in the Code of Canon Law. Some number like that anyway. Regulating all the details of stuff. Jesus said, look, I'll give you one. Love each other. Which means, love my Father. And then in that vision, love each other. And believe in me. You see? Those who keep his commandments remain in him and he in them. Guaranteed. Well, how am I going to know this? He tells us. From the Spirit he gave us. The Holy Spirit bears witness to our spirit that we are children of God. The Holy Spirit does that. And so if we're sensitive, and if we obey, the Lord has a plan for bringing us to a transforming union with him in this life and forever. You go, how am I going to figure that out? You see? Well, you see, the Spirit will guide us. Well, we got to practice, because we're not very sensitive to the Spirit. So it takes time. And that beautiful text, John 14:21. See, the person who loves me will keep my commandments. And I will love him. First, and my Father will love him. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. Guaranteed. So, if day by day we listen, we yield, we obey the way the Holy Spirit is giving us the movement from Jesus, what will happen is, you see, that the Father will come. And we'll know that he comes. And I will come. And I will show myself to him. Guaranteed. I remember the first time that text really hit me. Whew. I can't even tell you now the date. I remember I was up in the Abruzzi Mountains and the snow was on the ground. I was making a long retreat. Well, I can figure that out because that was the day after I defended my thesis. I had my own ideas what I was going to do. I got all these friends in town, good Italian food. I had my own idea what I was going to do with the week. And the Lord had his. But that was a moment when I heard the Lord guarantee that. Anybody keep my commandments, you see, my Father will love him. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. Guaranteed. And I understood that he was saying, look, you're at point A, and you have to get to point B, but you don't even know where point B is. I have to guide you there. I have to tell you. And it's not, you know, three blocks and turn left. It's forgive this person. Witness to this person. Stop now and pray. Turn off the radio in the car. These are the things that he leads us by, you see, because he has this goal in mind, you see, knowing the love of the Father and having a free access to us and being able to show himself to us because he loves us. Okay, it's probably about time. This text. This is the text, if you wonder what to do when you're reading that, not the radiant, what are those mysteries? Glorious. No. Luminous. The luminous mysteries. You know the one that's the preaching? Well, this text in Matthew 4 is a summary of, you know, he left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum. And he stayed there. Why did he go to Capernaum? Because it's a crossroads. All the caravans coming from the north have to go by through Capernaum, out to the way of the sea, and all the way down and into Egypt, or coming back empty, but they go through the same thing. He went there because now John has been arrested, and he knows, now I have to make my move. Now I have to really proclaim the kingdom of the Father and get people ready so that when I die and rise, some are prepared to embrace that. So he started. See. And then the second part, he went around all Galilee, teaching, proclaiming, curing. That's what they call a summary statement. That sums up that mystery of the preaching. So let's stand and pray.